Bless his soul, rest in peace. For those who don't know this instrumental, but I'll be more than happy to share by Juice WRLD, who has also passed away, but God bless. And one of my favorite songs by him is Hear Me Calling. And I don't know if it's the lyrics, the vibe, the message that he's giving off. I don't know what it is, but every time I hear this song, I hear you calling. You know, whoever is calling, it could be the Lord. It could be, you know, a message. It could be an angel. It could be a spirit. It doesn't matter at this point, but I hear you calling. And so I wanted to go ahead and read one of my motivational quotes, since I haven't or did not get to mention those on my podcast today on my other parts. But first one I wanted to share was not specifically said by anyone, but it's through the app, and it says, "Stop wasting your time on people who treat you good one day and then act like you didn't exist the next day." It goes back to, you know, never settling and, you know, not worrying about people who don't worry about you. That's what it pretty much is. And so with that said, I actually wanted to read a scripture that was said in church on Sunday, and it really spoke to me. You know, it really had to connect and deal with what I've been saying throughout my podcast as well. And this is the Gospels, Matthew 6, verse 25 to 33. Jesus said, "I tell you, do not worry about your life. What will you eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear? Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?" Think about that. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet their heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? Like that's the one that really got me, because that's all we do. It's almost like we're addicted to worry, like my priest has said. And, you know, that's all we learn, so that's almost all we know. So that's what we react to. Or it doesn't have to be that way. You know, worrying doesn't add an hour span to our life. Worrying actually kills the hour and makes it worse, you know what I'm saying, to our life. But as it continues to say, "And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, Even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow and is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what we will drink, or what we will wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all those things. And indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. All these things will be given to you as well. And this is a gospel to the Lord. And praise to you, Lord Christ. Amen. But wow. I was like, I guess I'm meant to go to church today, because God has been, either I've been listening to God and preaching his message, or either God has been listening to me and has been seeing the message I'm giving off. And so he wants me to make sure, he wants to make sure that we aren't worrying about the things we believe we should be worrying about, if that makes sense. We shouldn't be focusing or, you know, throwing our law of attraction to such small, and it's not even useless, it's just small things. It's, you know, such as, you know, clothing and food. Yes, we need those things to survive. Don't get me wrong. I am not saying that we don't. But in this passage particularly, it's saying, you know, for people who have this little faith, for God who continues to do the most for people who have this little faith and who may not have the same way or same look as, you know, I may do to the Lord, but he is pretty much saying that he is still here for you. He will clothe you. He will feed you. He will be there for you. All you have to do is give back to him, is follow his path. Follow, you know, the messages he's trying to send you. Because it is obviously not going to be the same message he sends me that he sends to my mother, that he sends to, you know, my stepdad. Yes, it may be like a general gist idea, sure. But it's funny because I don't even take my own advice, but the advice I give is strictly meant for the person that is asking me for their advice. So yes, it's nice to, you know, take in your own advice, but sometimes you shouldn't be taking your own advice when it is something, you know, meant for someone else like that. And, you know, as Kobe has said, you know, it takes Mamba mentality, you know, to overcome and to work hard and, you know, be a better version of you. And that's all God is pretty much asking for. He's not asking for, you know, an arm and a leg, you know. He's just asking you to, you know, dedicate a little bit of time to him, you know, just as much as you care about, you know, your TV shows and, you know, what are we going to watch next on fucking Netflix? Like, I couldn't even say that line. But, you know, our priorities are almost like, are all over the place. And, you know, it took me a while to go ahead and, you know, put my priorities in place. And don't get me wrong, I feel like I'm still working on them. But I'm welcoming the change. That's what it really is that we have to learn to adapt to welcome the change. And what got me dying laughing yesterday, that I couldn't even imagine, I couldn't even believe that I read this. Okay, let's just put it that way. I went out with, you know, a friend to have have lunch, or dinner, sorry, and we went to a sushi place. And so, you know, obviously sushi place is mostly mostly in like an Asian restaurant. So we had went to this particular Asian restaurant down the street from my house. And anybody knows when they order either Chinese, Japanese, whatever kind of Asian food, they always or normally should always get a fortune cookie. And I don't know if people take fortune cookies seriously, or, you know, if they even read them, or if they, I don't know, if it's just for fun at this point. Or, you know, sometimes my family has been joking for years that, you know, the restaurant makes the fortune cookies. So they say what they want to say, you know, they say what they want their customers to hear, you know, at that point. So I just thought it was so ironic, as if it's not a coincidence at this point. If I'm reading a fortune that says this, that is also connecting to what I'm trying to do in my life, and then as well that I am seeing the signs from the angel numbers, it's all connected. It's always been connected. So that's why it's not that I don't believe in a coincidence. It's just a coincidence to me is something ironic. Something ironic is almost like putting pieces together. It's like putting two and two together. It's how did this come about that this made this more connected than it needed to be, you know what I'm saying? So the fortune cookie said, and I quote, it only said two words. I wish I still had it. I think I might actually have it in the car, and you know, one day I will post that when I get my social media up and running. But I kid you not, it said welcome change. And I said no fucking way. I threw it. I was like, no way. I was like, I was almost in disbelief, because I couldn't imagine that this fortune cookie is telling me to welcome change, when my motivational apps is saying that, you know, change is good, that my pattern says that change is nearing, miracles are coming, that my angel numbers is saying that, you know, continue to welcome the change, that you're on new beginnings, to move forward. I mean, these are all signs that, I'm sorry, that I can't ignore, you know, that they are put in front of me for a reason. And I felt like for the longest time I was ignoring it, you know, I wasn't really seeing what was in front of me. So I've just worked to see the changes I need to make and go ahead and work on those. I mean, like I will always say, no one is perfect and neither am I. And so I'm not going to sit here and pretend as if, you know, I am, or I'm even close to it, because it's just not the truth. I would just be lying to myself at that point. The last thing we want to do is we don't want to lie to people, but the last person we should be lying to is ourselves. You know, we should be more honest and more truthful with ourselves. And yes, we are our worst enemy and our own worst critic. But at the same time, it just feels that much better once I see the outcome. Or I don't even actually have to see the outcome for myself. What brings tears to my eyes, what warms my heart, is the fact that I'm still doing me, still being me, and that people are seeing me for me. That people are seeing the type of work that I put ahead, you know, the type of effort that I show, and how much I you know, I care about certain topics, I care about certain people, and, you know, I'm not afraid or shy to go ahead and, you know, let people know who I am and what I'm capable of doing. You know, it's a short life, so why not just throw it all in there, you know, just throw it all in at once and, you know, hope what you see, what best you get. You know, sometimes you never know what's in store for the day, you know, and that's how I pretty much look at every single day when I wake up. I have to look at it as the glass half full. Because I used to think as the glass was half empty. But then I used to question the whole saying, like, did I pour it? Did I drink it? You know, you can't just have a glass that's half of something. We aren't half of anything, in my opinion. The only half of we got is our ego and dignity. You know what I mean? That those are the two things that will always take over to 100%. So I feel like we only have half control over those particular versions of us. And man, it's just like, so I just wanted to share, you know, that it's okay to worry, it's okay to feel, you know, some things in life, but when change is happening, change is going around, we can't worry, we can't be scared, we have to try to first accept it, you know. We're all in denial at first, I have to admit. I mean, even me, I don't accept certain things, or I don't buy it, you know. I don't give into it. I'm not on the bandwagon like, you know, other people are. And I feel like society is so controlling like that, that they want you to think and believe and almost try to be on the same page as the bullshit they're selling. You know what I mean? That it's almost as if we don't have a choice, or we don't have free will, you know, or, you know, like I said, we're so focused on worrying and we not knowing what to do. It's almost that we subject ourselves to letting people doing it for us, and, you know, making decisions for us. So then by the time we realize, like, this ain't it, it's like you kind of already agreed to this, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not that you can't go back on your word now. It's almost like, why are you going to go back on your word now? But when the time comes and change is happening, and yeah, it can be very overwhelming. I'm not, you know, denying that. But as I will say over and over and over again, and even from my first podcast, positivity is key. Mind over matter, you know. Just because it matters doesn't mean that it has to take over your mind or consume your mind. Your mind actually is stronger than what is the matter. You know, if you didn't get that, I would highly recommend to going back that 30 to 15 seconds, because as much as I would like to say it again, I am not 100% sure exactly how I said it, and I felt like that was the best way of saying it. But with that said, I would like to leave off with another motivational quote for you guys from this weekend. And this one says, oh my goodness, and I just clicked it. I didn't even really read it before I clicked it. This is how I don't really believe in coincidence. It's just ironic that I happen to be talking about it and it happens. It's almost like predicting the future in a way at some points, right? But it says, and this is not quoted by anyone specific or famous, but it says, sometimes you gotta stop worrying, wondering and doubting. Have faith that things will work out. Maybe not how you planned, but how they were meant to be. And it's so funny, man, like when I read these quotes, and like when I read like Hallmark cards and shit like that, yo, I've always felt like I've had a good way with words. Yeah, I think that's the way I say it, or not, but I felt like the way I can present words in a situation, I always know how to say it, or, you know, putting it in the right context in that way, in a way. So I just find it crazy that some of these things are already what I say, already what I live by. So it's like, the positivity is always already around me, you know? I just, why ignore it? Why not let that energy feed itself, you know? That's its own energy within itself. So why not even grasp that, you know, and just see where it takes you. I know that's what the Lord does, you know. He just goes by his faith, and you just got to follow where it takes you at that point. But thank you again, guys, for listening on a beautiful Tuesday evening and day. And at this time, it is 444. Finally, I get to speak to you guys about 444, as it is another angel number. Of course, this is different for everybody, but I will leave this with you guys. 444 is considered a number of protection and encouragement, and a sign that you are currently following the right path. If the number 444 appears in your life repeatedly, it is thought to mean that an angel is giving you a sign that you are with, that they are with you. Which I have to admit, amen. I fucking feel it. I hear you. What I speak is not always from me, Daniel. I have to admit, it's through the Lord. It's through my heart. It's from my gut, you know. And 444 is a spiritual number that signifies the end of one phase of life and the beginning of another. It can be interpreted as a sign for patience, faith, and peace in your life. It is usually that you are on the right path. Whatever you are pursuing in life, you are heading in the right direction. And with that said, guys, if you follow what I have to say, you will see the signs. You will see what I am seeing. You will feel what I am feeling. And I hope that it will lift up your spirits, lift up your head, lift up, you know, anything that is around you, and share it with others. Okay, guys? It is not meant to be, you know, taken all to yourself. It is not something to be selfish for, you know what I mean? Like, the Lord isn't selfish, so neither should you. And with that said, I appreciate you guys for listening. Come again. Whenever you come in, please. I'll be here all day. I'll be here all week. Doesn't matter the time, but God knows. I'll be here. Appreciate you guys. God bless. Amen.